To a subcommittee on natural resources for the Joint Committee of Ways and Means to order on May 16th, 2017. And we're going to start off with a work session on Senate Bill 5510. That's the Columbia Gorge River Gorge Commission. And I'll open that work session right now. And if you would, please, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Senate Bill 5510 is the budget bill for the Columbia River Gorge Commission. The commission presented its budget request back in March 20th. Today, before you, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation is based on the current co-chair budget framework. The recommendation is for a total budget of $967,919 general fund. This is a 0.5% increase over the current service level, but really is equivalent to the current service level, the adjusted current service level, because in May of 2016, there was an addition to the commission's budget of $5,000 to match a change made by the state of Washington. And as you know, Oregon and Washington are supposed to equally match the operational expenses of the budget. So the emergency board added $5,000 in May of 2016. Because of the way our process works, that wasn't able to get into the technical current service level budget, but it is in a package, an emergency board package that would continue that funding through the 17-19 biennium, and that's what we call the adjusted current service level. So the work session documents are on OLIS. There is not very many changes to it. You'll note on page 3 of that document there is the package 080, which is the May 2016 e-board package, which adds that $5,000 to the budget. So the total amount is split between joint expenses and commissioner expenses. The joint expenses is supposed to be matched between state of Oregon and state of Washington. Joint expenses in this budget would be $945,314 general fund, and there is $22,605 general fund for commissioner expenses, and those do not need to be matched between the two states.
Thank you. Are there any particular questions? No? No questions? All right. Well, then,
motion.
A motion, if I could, please.
Should I read the first motion here? Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5510.
Representative Nathanson moves the LFO recommendation to 5510 with modifications?
No, just that.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor? Anyone opposed? No? Thank you. The
carrier will be Thompson.
Carrier will be Thompson. We have to keep going.
A couple more items, right, Mr. Chair. Okay. So performance measures are also listed on OLIS. After the committee discussion in March, we have made some adjustments to the targets to bring up the customer service targets to the 90% level. There is also a recommendation by the Legislative Fiscal Office to have the commission work with the Legislative Fiscal Office and the state of Washington to get some consistency between the two sets of performance measures between the two states. So right now, one of the operational burdens of the commission is it has to function under two separate state systems. And so it has to do two budget processes, two KPM processes, or performance measure processes. So we think it would be wise to maybe look and see if that performance measure system could be made a little simpler for the commission by working with Washington to see which measures could be adopted for both states. So with that, we're recommending approval of the key performance measures as identified in OLIS, with the targets, revised targets, and the direction to LFO to work with the commission in the interim.
Second. Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Representative Nathanson moves the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Is there any discussion? No. Are there any objections? No. Then that is the LFO recommendation on key performance measures has passed. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, so the legislative fiscal office then recommends a total budget of $967,919 general fund, which is reflected in the dash one amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the dash one amendment to Senate Bill 5510.
Representative Nathanson moves the adoption of the dash one amendment to 5510. Are there any objections? And that's so moved. Then that any objections? Then that the adoption of the 55 of the dash one amendment is passed.
Mr. Chair, may I make the final motion here? I move Senate Bill 5510 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Nathanson moves 5510 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Yes.
I think we should call roll on
call roll. That's true for this, for the pass. Thank you.
Okay. Representative Baskerville?
No.
Representative Helm?
Aye.
Representative Power?
Aye.
Representative Lewis?
No.
Representative Nathanson?
Aye.
Senator Girard?
Aye.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Co-Chair Frederick?
Yes. The motion passes, and will Representative Thompson, Senator Thompson, will be the carrier
on the
Senate and on the House.
Maybe Johnson.
Johnson, Senator Representative Johnson.
Or
okay, we can do that.
Or somebody.
Thank you very much. So we're going to close this this hearing. Work session on Senate Bill 5510 for the Columbia Gorge, River Gorge Commission. And we will have a meeting tomorrow. And tomorrow's tomorrow is, I believe it's Land Use Board of Appeals, I believe, is for tomorrow. So, okay, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Something new, isn't it?
Okay, thank you.